Blog Talk Radio.
Just make it the cry of your heart.
National partners.
United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, Germany, and our new partner, India. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, and the Caribbean islands. I bid you all a blessed morning, giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. Praise God to my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer. Praise God to Pastor Carol in our hour of need. Lord God, to our mothers, to our deacon board, to our intercessors, to our youth, to all the men and women of ADM ministry and our front line. Good morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Praise God. For this is a day that God saw fit to breathe the breath of life in us once again. He didn't have to do it. Oh, but because he loves us so, for he's God, he did it anyway. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. Nothing is missing. Nothing is broken. Praise God. But I tell you, we have the activity of, praise God, of our mental faculties. Praise God. Our minds are alert. Our hearts are alert. And we just thank God for who he is in our lives on this morning. And we give him the praise and the honor and the glory for which he is due. Praise God for the ultimate sacrifice that he has done for each and every one of us. Oh, bless his holy name. Isn't it so reassuring to know that we have a friend in Jesus, that he calls us friend, that he calls us brothers and sisters, praise God, that we have inherited the kingdom of heaven, praise God, through giving our lives to Christ and setting a standard of sacrifice. Oh, bless his holy name. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you this morning. For you are Lord and you are God, and we give you praise and we give you honor and we give you the glory and the thanks for all things, from where all blessings come. They flow from heaven down to us, and we thank you, Lord. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning to you, Pastor Smith, also, and God bless you. First of all, I would like to give God, who's the head of my life, and the honor, and to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, Pastor Carolyn, and everyone at ADM Minister and every leader. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more, humbleness, we know how, God. Come thanking you, God, just for life, health, and strength. Thank you for breathing on us once again, God, and letting us arise so we could do your will in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning. We praise you and give you all the glory in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is, God, because we realize by your stripes they're already healed, God. Oh, God, we lift up the one that's in the nursing home today in the high-rise, God. Oh, even in the intensive care ward today, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for doing what you're doing most. In the name of Jesus, we lift up our companion this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen him like never before, God. We lift up every minister that it is this morning in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to let them stay up on the wall, God. Continue, God, to breathe on them the most, God. And, God, put back into them, God, what they have poured into us in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you this morning, God. We just thank you for life, health, and strength all by itself, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we speak in courage this morning, God. So many people are so depressed and down this morning. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you put your loving arms around them. Let them know everything is all right. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every Maria family up today, God. We pray, God, as they go through their death, God, we pray, God, that you strengthen them the most, God. Let them know that you'll never leave them nor forsake them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we cry out victory today in spite of the circumstance, yet it still is victory, God. We thank you today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to pull on us, God. Continue to stretch us like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray today, God, let us hang in there like never before, God. Oh, what a mighty God that we serve, God. We pray, God, that you look upon your youth today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to shield them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we realize, some can't speak. We have a voice for the youth. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, even the toddlers, God, in the name of Jesus, continue to shield and protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, or danger, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, God, over every circumstance today. We plead the blood of Jesus for addictions today. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us, God. Be that mind regulator for us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to order our footsteps in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you. We can't thank you for enough, God. We thank you for the littlest, God, up to the biggest, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to praise you this morning and glorify your name, God. And let us realize, God, seeing as Christmas is here, God, it's out of the bullshit, God, and we don't get now gift, God. Let us realize that we have the greatest gift that is out, and that's you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So let us hold our heads up and shoulders back, God, and walk tall and go to bullshit in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for the food that you put on our table, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you that you have our pampers sealed, God. In spite of all that you do for us, God, let us have compassion on somebody else, God. Let us go to bullshit, God. Do something for somebody else that's not unfortunate as we are, in the name of Jesus, God. Don't let us continue to think that it's all about me. But it's not. It's all about you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Go to bullshit. Somebody mother about secret bullshit. Somebody mother right now, God, is in a need of prayer, God. Let us continue to pray, he called about shake. Pray, dig down, he called about shake, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to lift somebody up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Instead of pressing them down when they're already down, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you for the airways and the byways, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you can touch somebody right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Somebody just don't give up. Hallelujah, thinking they can't make it. Oh, God, but I pray this morning that you touch. Hallelujah, God. Let them know it's not all over. It's not over till God says it's over. You have a chance. Hallelujah, call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this morning, God. Oh, God, I pray this morning, hallelujah, God. Send the Rabote even in the mental institution, God. Touch minds, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Put your blood of Jesus over our mind this morning, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, he shout out about you. Someone, he shout out about you. Have young kids, God, about send the Rabote, God. Don't give up on the kids. I don't even speak to them this morning. Don't give up on your children. Constantly prevail this shadow of the until you see a change come in the mighty name of Jesus. God, hear your prayers. He hear them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us begin to separate every ourselves from everything ain't like you, God. Let us tune into you, God. Let us stay in your face, out of shape, but most, God. Let us begin to grip on like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us go higher in you, God. Let us be in that place where you will have us to be in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus this morning, help us out, oh, God. We truly need your help, God, in the most, God. Even the ones that they don't think they need help. Oh, but you need Jesus to go to my side. Oh, you think you got friends and your blood is all around you, have a most, but when they be got to my side, when they leave and you out by yourself, oh, I know you hear God speaking to your spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the Roche, God, I pray, God, that the Son of Man hear you calling on the name, God. Oh, God, it is all by shadow in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Won't you just yield to the Holy Spirit? In the mighty name of Jesus, God, of Roche, God, you'll never have no peace out of Roche, God, until you get in Jesus, God, of my side. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy today, God. Oh, God, let somebody hear me crying out. I want to shine of Roche, God. If I can get it of Roche, God, don't you hear somebody's souls crying out of my side? Don't you hear somebody's down in the valley, out of my God. Been there for years, Revolution, God. But I even speak down in the valley this morning in the authority of Jesus Christ. Come out to me, go Revolution, Father. I know you see the light of Jesus Christ. Come for the most, shine down, Revolution. Come forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, let us go by shot. Let us have that love that you have, Lord God. When we walk by somebody, go Revolution, they can see the love of Jesus Christ in us, God. Oh, God, let us pass by when we can feel somebody else affirming that and begin to pray for them out of the boat, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We give you all the glory, God. Oh, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. Hey, glory, God. Lord, let us remember the boat, God. Somebody pray for us out of the boat, God. Let us take the time out and pray for somebody else. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, if we have any out against anybody this morning, God, oh, God, let us begin to repent, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Continue to show our hearts, God, what corrupted is going to my shot, God, and it won't get into our hearts, God. Oh, God, continue to even shield, protect our minds, God, where we can only think about you and the good things. Think of the voice in your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, let us begin to say yes to you, we have. Let us begin to yield to the Holy Spirit, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, he called about shine. Let us begin to obey, he called about shine, Lord of Oshay, God, and humble ourselves in the name of Jesus, God. We calling on you this morning, God, like never before, out of the Oshay, God. We speak peace in the atmosphere, God. We speak mercy, out of the Oshay, grace, he called about shine, love and a sound mind this morning, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us know, because the holidays are here, he called about Oshay, God. Don't let us forget about you, out of the Oshay, God. Let us continue to pray, and lay before you like never before. Out of the Oshay, God, we thank you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, he called about Oshay, God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you this morning, God. Rain down, rain down like never before, God. Rain down the Oshay, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ought to be rejoicing to go by shot, the day about our delivery, out of the Oshay, about our soul salvation, hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We need to be rejoicing about our healing in the name of Jesus, God, of Roche, in the name of Jesus, God. No matter how bodies attack, but we realize, yeah, and still we'll heal by the blood of the Lamb in the name of Jesus, God. So we say thank you, hey, God, of our child. Thank you for everything that you do for us, God. We thank you for every step that we make in the name of Jesus, hey, God, of Roche. We realize, God, when we enter our door, it's not a guarantee that we'll get back. Oh, God, but this day, God, I need to say that our angels, he called about shot. Shield of protection, God. Give us traveling mercy to and fro, God. Shield us and protect us in the name of Jesus this morning, God. I hold up a little this morning to you, God. I pray pray, God, that you continue to shield and protect her, God. Continue to bless her like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. I speak to you, Roboche, God. Thank you for living and healing in Roboche. In her body this morning. In the name of Jesus, God. A shadow of Roboche, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Even the ones that still in sin, God. Walking in the street, God, of Roboche, God. I ask you to shield them, God. As you shield and protect them, God. Oh, begin to speak to their spirit, God. They got almost shot, God. They might be out in the world doing everything, God. But I realize today that is a soul need to be saved, God. I ask that you save, deliver, and set free, God, of Roboche. Even when they're in the drill house, God, begin to speak to their spirit, God. Begin to shake and pull on them. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, of Roboche, God. Oh, God, we thank you for doing it, God. In shadow of Roboche, God. I thank you this morning, God. I holler, cry out, Joanne, God, of Roboche, God. Let her come back to you, God, of my child. Oh, backsliders today, God, of my child, of Roboche. Yield to her, God. Come back to the fold in the mighty name of Jesus. I know you're wrestling, God, of my child. You don't have no peace, God, of Roboche. Because once you come in contact with Jesus, God, of Roboche, you won't never be the same. God, of Roboche, come to the right CK. In the mighty name of Jesus this morning, God. These things we ask this morning, God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost this morning, we pray. God, of Roboche, amen, amen. Glory be to God.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we thank you.
God,
we thank you. We thank you this morning, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, for that anointed prayer that the mother brought forth, Lord God. God, and every petition, Lord God. Yes, that you come in the midst right now.
Yes.
Come in the midst and turn it all around. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Do it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Work it out right now, Lord. Miracles, signs, wonders, Lord God. Work it out right now. You be the doctor in the hospital, the lawyer in the courtroom. God, you be our all in our all this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Every knee, Lord God, I ask that you meet it right now. In the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the prayer of our mother, Lord God. Strengthen her, Lord God. Bless her, Lord God. Her household. Her marriage. In the name of Jesus. God, have your way right now. God, have your way right now. In the name of Jesus. And we're going to thank you. Oh, bless your holy name. We're going to thank you, O Lord Boshana. Because you deserve it all, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. All that we owe, Lord God, is to you. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come in the midst right now and have your perfect will, your perfect way. One today, Lord God. Wherever, to whomever, from the crown of our head to the sole of our very feet. God, if it's a healing, send forth a healing. Wholeness right now, in the name of Jesus. God, whatever the situation, trial or tribulation, Father God, we thank you for working it out right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. And we praise you now. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. And amen. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Whatever you need from the Lord, saints. This morning, he is there. All you got to do is ask. And he said, it shall be given. Pressed down. Shaken together. Running over. Cutting at you. When he give into man's bosom. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, praise his name. Praise his name. So we ought to have good intentions concerning our God. Great intentions concerning our God. Awesome intentions concerning our God, knowing what he will do for us Oh, bless his holy name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Well, this morning, praise God, I know that our pastor wants to come in. I saw him on the net, and I don't know what happened, but I believe they're traveling. Amen. Praise God. And he's probably going to get some dead space, praise God, the apostle. So as soon as we get a good signal strength back in for him, praise God, we'll just bring him right on in. Praise God. This Friday morning. Amen. Praise God. But I just want to say that I speak a word of encouragement to each and everyone that's listening this morning. Praise God. Whether it be internet, radio, how be it, praise God. A word of encouragement, praise God. And you know we have to encourage ourselves, but we can encourage one another, praise God. And the reason we need to encourage one another is that we can keep on moving on. Amen, praise God. We can stay in the press towards the high calling of Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Because we know if it had not been for the Lord on our side, praise God, where would we be this morning?
Amen.
Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen. Amen. And, you know, this is a festive occasion. Well, for some, you know, it could be a sorrowful occasion because some has gone on with the Lord. But to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. That's why, you know, we should continue as saints of God to spread the good news to the gospel of every man, woman, and child. Praise God.
Amen.
Because the Lord said he would not have any to be lost, but all to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ on today.
Yes.
Oh, bless his holy name. Amen. Don't you want to see your mother and your father, your sister, your brother, other family members when you get to heaven?
Amen.
The song says, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing it will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen. And let us not be conformed to this world, but by the renewing of our mind, praise God. Why do we want to renew our mind? Amen, praise God, because this world is not our home. And we need the focal point to be heaven is our home. Remember yesterday we talked about destiny and purpose. Well, our destiny is heaven. Our purpose is to reign with God forever and forever. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen. On today, give your all to God and then share something with somebody. Praise God.
Amen.
We as saints of God should not have a selfish motive that everything that God has blessed us with and told us about in his word, praise God, the wisdom and knowledge. Amen. To use it to help somebody else along the way. Amen. Now, everybody can't take everything at a certain level, praise God. So the only thing that you would share to people at their level is what the Holy Spirit allowed you to share, amen, because they won't be able to take anything else, amen. So as a babe grows, it drinks the milk, amen. And as it gets stronger and bigger, amen, praise God, then you start feeding some other things, pablum, oats or what have you, amen, a little bit stronger, praise God, amen. Well, they can palate it, praise God, amen. And so are we to help one another likewise, amen, praise God,
amen.
And see, we are to help those that need help in the Lord because, amen, they're not strong yet in the Lord. Praise God.
Amen.
Our new converts are not strong. Amen. We don't want to be overbearing on them. We don't want to be demanding on him. Amen. Because Christ said, in loving kindness have I drawn thee. Amen. So, you know, we shouldn't go to them being abrasive. praise God, because they're going to turn us off anyway. But go to them in love and share the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ, or share a revelation of the word that they may have a question about. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And don't try to tell them the whole Bible in one day. Amen.
Amen.
Just
Amen.
Deal with whatever the situation is for that particular time and moment. Amen. To let them know of the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then give them maybe a personal testimony how you came through that, through experience. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
See, I don't want nobody playing over my soul.
Amen.
I'm responsible for my soul. Amen. And what I want is the truth. Praise God. So the word says, you shall know the truth, and it shall make you or set you, however you want to receive that, but free, amen, in Christ Jesus. So, I'm free on today. What about you? Are you free? Aren't you free? Thank God that you're free. We praise Him for freedom, amen, on today. Freedom to worship, to praise, to do, amen, the things that, amen, praise God, the desires on our heart to do, amen, praise God. Amen. We thank God for the opportunity, amen, that He gives us each and every day. Amen. He don't have to do it. But because He loves us so, oh, bless His holy name. Amen. He does it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, while we're waiting, amen, praise God, for the apostle to pop in, amen, praise God, I just have a few little nuggets. And what I want to talk about today about was the word obedience. Amen. What is obedience? Amen. Obedience is compliance with an order, law, or submit to authority. The Greek word for obedience, amen, is hupakoi. Obedience in the Greek. Amen. Ephesians 6, amen, and 1, amen, praise God, talks about children, obey your parents in the Lord, amen. Let's talk about that for just a moment, amen. We always take that scripture to mean our children, the little ones, amen.
Amen.
But praise God, amen, we are children of God as well, we are adults. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So we are children just like our children are children. Amen. And so we have to take instructions, amen, from our Father who is in heaven, just like your children will take instructions from you. Amen.
Amen.
But we are all children of God. Amen. But at different levels. Amen. Our children are at a young infant or young teenage or young adult level. And the rest of us, praise God, we're at a more mature or should be mature age and level. Amen. In Christ. Praise God. Amen. So we are to obey, amen, praise God, the laws, amen, the orders, amen, and comply,
amen,
even with man's law. The word of God say, you know, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, but then render unto God what is God. Amen. And so,
amen.
See, that has to be tempered with a little salt. Amen. That we do both. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Because this is where we're living right now, on this earth, in these fleshly bodies. We have a spirit in our bodies. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So if you look at it, we are twofold. Amen. Spirit being and flesh being. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And that flesh being wants to control or take over the spirit being, because the flesh always wants to eat what the flesh wants to eat. Amen. The flesh don't necessarily want to do the right thing. Amen. The flesh wants to do its own thing, want to operate on its own volition. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. But we are not to let that happen. Praise God. That's why the Lord, praise God, gave us the Holy Spirit to bring that flesh under submission unto the spirit of man. Praise God. Because when the flesh get out of control, you're out of control. Amen. Praise God. And a lot of flesh goes on and operate on how we feel. Amen. Amen. Because of the flesh. Praise God. But where the spirit man comes in, amen, is in control. Amen. Praise God. Then we can temper the things that the flesh will try to do. Praise God. Amen. Because the power and anointing of the Almighty God, amen, will give us, amen, power to subdue the flesh. And, you know, the flesh should die each and every day. Some of us won't let it. Amen. Child, you say one more thing to me, and I'm going to have to lay my religion down. Praise God. See, that's the flesh. Amen. Somebody cut you off in traffic. Praise God. And you want to ram them. Praise God. That's the flesh. Amen. Because the spirit man is in the right mind. Who want to ram somebody and possibly get hurt or hurt somebody else? Amen. Or get into a scuffle. Amen. And the same thing, somebody get hurt or injured. Amen. And it might just be you. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So the word tells us that we ought to follow peace with all men. Amen. How can we follow peace with all men? By obeying. Praise God. Now, we're not saying let people run all over you. Amen. That's a different subject. Amen. But we're talking about being the peacemaker and being obedient to the will of God and being obedient to the law of the land. Amen. Praise God. That's Ephesians. Now, let's go down to Romans 1 and 5. It says, Gentiles have obedience and faith in Jesus' name. Amen. So, see, letting us know, we need to have the obedience of faith by the name of Jesus. Amen. He said he will bring us out of all things. He will make a way of escape. Praise God. So, you know, he's going to give us the victory if we're doing what he called us to do. Amen. Amen. See, we have to believe by faith and obey what the word of God says. Amen. And we know we got to try the word of God by the word of God. No other way. Amen. We can't try it no other way because it's not going to work. Amen. The confusion is still going to be there. The trials, the tribulation is still going to be there, and maybe on a higher level. Amen. Praise God. Amen. But when we do it the way that the Lord say do it and obey, amen, God will bless us. Amen. Praise God. And then Hebrews 13 and 17, amen, have obedience in your leaders. Amen. Now listen, let me tell you something. Talking about that right there. Amen. You are to have obedience in your leadership. Amen.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something Paul says. Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. I'm your leader, and am I not following Christ? Don't you follow me? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We'll be out there digging a ditch, and we both going to fall in it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. So follow me as I follow Christ. Praise God. And Christ did what was right. He set the example each and every day, no matter what. Amen. He brought his flesh under subjection. He allowed the Holy Spirit to minister to him. Praise God. To do the right thing. And they got that little acronym out there. What would Jesus do? Amen. WWGD. What would Jesus do? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. He would do that thing that's in the word of God. For he said that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so we have to be mindful, amen, to be obedient, amen, not only to God's laws, but man-made laws and principles. Amen. And then, praise God, we have John 14 and 15. He says, if you love me, obey my commandments. This is the Lord, amen, talking. If we love him, then we'll obey his commandments. Amen. That's pretty straightforward and simple. But do we do it? Amen. See, a lot of times, you know, we're operating on our own volition. We're doing our own thing. And so when the Holy Spirit comes, amen, praise God, to administer and talk to us, you know, we'll just brush it off. Amen. Not paying any attention. Amen. Oh, something said after the fact. Oh, something said something to me. Amen. Yeah, what was that something? If you're a saint of God, you know it was God talking to you. You know, amen, our Lord is not going to tell you to do anything wrong. Amen. But he says, like, sin is a stench in his nostrils. Come on now. Come on.
Yes. Amen.
Somebody out there I know can hear me and know what I'm talking about. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And then, amen. And then over in 2 John 1 and 6, it says, and this love that we walk in obedience. Amen. In the love of Christ, then we need to walk in obedience. Amen.
Amen.
To God and the leaders over us. Praise God.
Amen.
Again, amen. If they're walking after Christ and after God, no problem at all. Amen. Follow me as I follow Christ. Amen. Amen. But then don't get no haughty spirit and things like that. Well, I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell her something. Amen. Praise God. Mm-mm. God said he will take care of them. Amen. And, you know, and if you go in and call for counsel and they don't want to hear it, then at least you said your piece. Amen. Leave it alone. Let God handle it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know one thing about it? You know, we can't make anybody do anything that they don't want to do. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Especially grown adults. Amen.
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 Amen. And I'm going to just put it like this. I don't want to offend anybody, but it says, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, if that old dog is serving the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you can. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I'm not saying I'm an old dog. Amen. But I do open myself for learning. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We should always keep a teachable spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. When we keep that teachable spirit, amen, the Lord could use us and give us different revelations, amen, in his word, amen, on how to live a godly and holy life. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Luke 11 and 28 says, blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Amen. So blessed are you when you hear the word of God. Amen. And obey it. For faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing cometh by what? The word of God.
Amen.
So obedience. Obedience. Amen. Is in the word of God. Amen. And so we should do things decent and in order. Amen. And when we don't do things decent in the order, then we need to correct it. Amen. Praise God. Because if we keep letting it go on and on and on, and all it does is build up a mountain or a wall. Amen. Praise God. And we don't want to do that. Because walls and mountains are hard to tear down. Amen.
They are.
Praise God. Amen. So amen. On this morning, amen, that's all I have. But on this morning, obey the word of God. Obey
amen.
Your leaders that have rule over you, amen, as
yes.
they follow Christ, amen. And if they're not following Christ, well now, amen, praise God. You got to go to God and seek something else, to do something else, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. But we're talking about men and women, amen, praise God, that are living a godly life and seeking after Christ just as we are. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, that's all I have for this morning. Amen. But you be blessed in the Lord on today. Amen. And think about some of the things, amen, that, you know, we discussed. Praise God. And remember, amen, you are a winner. Praise God. You are. Amen. This time, all righty, we're going to bring in our pastor, amen, the Apostle
amen.
Temple Spencer. Good morning, Pastor. God bless you.
Hey, good morning. God bless you all. God bless you. Good morning. How's everyone
good
doing?
Morning.
God bless you, Pastor Smith.
Oh, bless
Mother
good morning.
Jackson, God bless you all. God bless you all.
Amen.
Listen, I'd like to send a shout-out to my wife. I thank God for her. And I say bless
amen.
God for the ADM family.
Amen.
Listen, I haven't had a chance yet to greet. I know Pastor Smith is doing an excellent job to greet in the year. I just want to take
yes.
a little few minutes and just greet them as well. We thank God for you
amen.
In the year. We thank God for you coming in and
amen.
Believing that God is within us. And I just bless the Lord for everyone that has been participating, been faithfully. Let me tell you something, that your persistence, that you coming to the table with prayer, with the word, starting off your morning, commanding your morning, you're going to understand what it means by, because you're going to begin to see things change in your life. And I just thank God for what he is getting ready and setting up to do. I just cannot wait to 2018, because right now God is preparing all of us over there in Norway, Germany, India, Asia, my God, United Kingdom. We all getting prepared nationwide to get ready to receive what God is going to get ready to do. I don't know about you, but I just cannot wait for the position of the transition to change, for the world to understand that they need God. And I just thank
amen.
God for I thank God for what he is doing. And guess what, saints of God? It's going to start. God's going to show it through each and every one of you. Everything else will be going down, but you're going to be coming up. Everything else going to be
mm-hmm.
looking like it's falling apart, but you're going to keep it together. Everything else going to look like it's losing its mind. God's going to keep peace and joy within you. Then they're going to want to find out, what are you doing? And all you can do is say, I just serve a God, and he is real.
Yes.
Listen, I just thank God
Man.
For each and every one of you. It is
yes.
awesome to just commune in the Lord with you all. It's just awesome for us to just, you know, just mend together. It's awesome.
Amen.
And I just thank God for what he is doing in this day and hour. And I'm telling you right
Amen.
Now, I'm geared up. I cannot wait for that sunrise. I cannot wait for that. Crossing over into the New Year service at Sunday, not this Sunday, but
Amen.
The following Sunday at 10 p.m. I just cannot
yes.
wait, because
Amen.
God got an anointing that he's going to get ready to release on the body.
Mm.
And I'm telling you right now, if you are not in the place, you're going to miss it. Get in the place
Amen.
Fast, consecrate, seek the, seek the face of the living God, for you can begin
yes.
to have this. And I'm telling you right now,
yes.
regardless. You got to understand some saints of God. It don't have to be you all anointed because you want to lay hands on people, let people fall out. You need an anointing. No, baby. The anointing could be used personally for your own life. The anointing could be used right there in your life to, you know, break the
mm-hmm.
poverty cycle in your home, break the lack
mm-hmm.
cycle in your home, to heal,
yes.
have healing to flow through your home. The anointing could be used
mm-hmm.
right there in the midst of your home and your personal
mm-hmm.
life. That's why you don't want to miss it. It's just not for people that is leaders, pastors, different folks. No, baby, it's something that you can use every day. And I'm telling you right now, I just want God to pour out. It don't have to be for everyone that you want to just breathe on, bro. No, 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 no. You probably got things in your life that you cannot wait to get to a man of God on Sunday or Bible study or the next revival. You need to do it right now. And I'm telling you right now, God has the anointing that he's going to get ready to release on the body, and you will not be held in a place of captivity or bondage or incarceration in your spirit and trying to wait on somebody to do something for you. God's going to release it unto you, and you're going to begin to do what the scripture says. I gave you the power. And I'm telling you right now, the power is getting ready. So before I get off this line, I prophesize a stirring in your belly, a cultivation in your belly, where the anointing that is inside of you begin to be tilled. I call everything that is dormant, that is dead, to come alive inside of you, because you're going to witness the power of God, not from the pulpit, not from your Sunday service, not from your prayer partner, not from where you do your Bible study at. You're going to witness the power of God that comes out of you. I am ready, and I dare you in your house, just say release in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Yes.
Receive. Glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
From the apostle. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. And
amen. Amen. You be safe in your travels out there, apostle, as you make your way back. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, saints, amen. We've made it to another week. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Now we've gotten a word from the Lord or two, praise God, that we can go just a little bit further. Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Don't forget the family prayer. Amen. Don't forget
amen.
It. Amen. Jesus is going to meet you there. Amen. When we gather around the altar, don't forget the family prayer. Amen.
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 Amen. So we say,
amen.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas to everybody. Amen. And we hope and pray for a most prosperous new year upon every household, every listener, in every country right now in the name of Jesus.
It's
right
amen.
Now. So we say, God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And don't forget our commitments, consecration. Amen.
Amen.
10 p.m. service on December 31st. Don't forget, bring somebody with you, friend, neighbor.
Amen.
Come on out. Let's have a blessed high time in the Lord. Amen. Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor
praise
Smith,
God.
If I could jump in right quick.
Yes,
amen. Hey, I just want to remind everyone that on the 26th, that's the day after Thanksgiving, after Christmas, you know, that Tuesday, I'm going to begin to get on the line at 12 midnight, all the way up to that Sunday, you know. So we're going to go from, I'm going to be going from Tuesday through Saturday at 12 midnight in intercessory prayer. I'm telling you right now, those that you're ready, you're hungry, if you want it, I want you to come in a place with me so you can sacrifice. Amen. I want you to sacrifice. And I'm going to bombard heaven. We're going to bombard heaven, and we're going to agitate the spirit. And at 12 midnight, amen, I want you to come and pray with me so we can seek the face of God. And I'm telling you right now, God don't commission me at the beginning of the year. He says, son, call different ones to come in prayer at 12 midnight. I know it's going to be a sacrifice for a lot of you because you're working, you're tired, and all kinds of things that is going on. But let me tell you something, saints of God, that sacrifice is going to be well worth it. I want you to meet me in the prayer room. I'm going to bomb our heaven. We're going to call on the name of the living God. Whatever God has to say, I don't know how long we're going to be on, so don't think you're going to come in at 12:15. We might be on, we might not. We're going to bomb our heaven, and when the Holy Ghost is done for making a release and a declaration in the atmosphere at that time, I'm going to be done. We're going to get off, and we're going to continue the next. You don't want to miss not one night of the 12 midnight intercessory prayer leading up to the crossing over to 2018. I want you to be there. I'm telling you right now, Pastor Smith, I'm so excited. My wheels are turning because every time God lead me, I think this is the second time that God led me into this 12 called a corporate 12 a.m. prayer. Amen. This is the second time. Amen. The first time it was so awesome. So many people don't got testimonies how what things that happened in life, things done been broken, cycles done been broken, generation curse done been broken, sickness and affirmity don't been broken. What should have killed them? Now they don't arise over it. I'm telling you right now, I don't know what God is going to do, but all I know, he gave an order, and I just learned over the years, I don't question him. I follow the order. Amen. Amen. So I'll be meeting you India, Norway, Europe, Germany, United Kingdom, California, Nevada, Tennessee, my family, Alabama, our second home, Alabama. I will be meeting you, Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, by God, Florida, Georgia, right here in Georgia. I will be meeting you, 12 a.m. prayer. And now the question is, are we still going to have the 7 a.m. prayer? Is we not going to change the schedule? Yes, we're going to have the 7 a.m. prayer as well. I'm telling you right now, these are going to be the most powerful 5 to 6 days, about 5 days of intercessory impact prayer that is going to happen into your life. Let's do the sacrifice. And I'm telling you right now, you're going to see the reward pay off. And you ain't never sacrificed anything. You always give up because things get tough, things get hard. I'm telling you right now, you do not want to give up on this. You do not want to throw in the towel. Let's sacrifice. And let's see what God's going to do. I'm so excited, Pastor Smith, Mother Jackson. I'm just so sorry. You know, I know we're taking up so much, Pastor. I'm taking up a little bit more time, but I'm going to get on out of here. But I'm just so excited about what God is going to get ready to do. And I'm telling you right now, it's been many. Listen, I want you to meet me in prayer. So many people say, I need you to sow seeds, sacrifice seeds, get your money, so that, so that. You know what I mean? And we complain about that. We complain about that. We have problems with that. We have problems. But at the end of the day, when we get managed and wounded of God that truly seeking the price of God, and all we telling you to sow yourself at a certain time. Sow yourself. And I ain't telling you to give no money. We ain't telling you to send something over here. We ain't telling you to get ready to give us your New Year's first fruit offering. No, all we saying, sow yourself in prayer with us. That's all we asking. You're going to see what the Bible says. Present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. Going to see what the blessing that comes behind that. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
I just want to shoot that in there real quick. My God, to stir you up a little bit, and I'm out this time. And I be seeing you into intercession to bombard heaven. And I thank God for each and every one of you. God bless you this time, Pastor Smith. I'm out. Y'all already know when you give these pastors a microphone, you better put a time on us. God bless each and every one of you.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You,
God bless. Amen. God bless you, Pastor. Amen.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hello.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. All right. You heard it?
Yeah.
Amen. As they say, you got it from the horse's mouth. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Spread the word. Amen. 12 midnight prayer beginning December 26th, leading up to the
Amen.
New year. Praise God. And yes.
Yes.
We will still have 7 a.m. prayer. Sacrifice.
Amen.
Remember, I was just talking about obedience. Amen. Praise God. Obedience. Amen.
Yes.
Only what you do for Christ is going to last. And I'll tell you
yes,
what.
So
Amen.
Praise God. You come
Pastor
on back.
Smith, let me jump in. Hey, man, I'm sorry to cut you off. The Holy Ghost quickened me. He said, make sure you clear this up. Listen, thanks to God, 12 a.m. prayer. So once you December the 25th, that 12 a.m., when you that first thing Tuesday morning, at the end of December the 25th, that first day of Tuesday morning at 12 a.m., we're going to be in intercession. So, in other words, make sure you're on the line and ready to go at around about 11:58 on Christmas Day. 11:58 on Christmas Day, and that is p.m., because at 12 a.m., we're going to be brought up out of heaven that first thing in the morning on Tuesday. I just want to share that. Holy Ghost wanted me to clear that up because he said that wasn't completely understandable, but now we clear it up, and I hope you'll be meet me in the place. Amen. God bless you once again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, y'all heard it. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, ADM. God bless you to all of our international and local partners. You have a God-blessed day in the Lord. We love you. God loves you.
Yes,
amen.
He
and so do I. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Okay, let me get out of here.
Come on, let the sound of worship be.
Let's see.